Madam President, Madam Director General, colleague ministers of health, excellencies, Barbados joins with other delegates to this World Health Assembly to support the Director General for mobilizing the world community to the need for building resilient health systems. The evidence tells us that it is not an academic exercise with obscure benefits, but rather must be an urgent strategy to be immediately adopted in order to provide access to quality healthcare services whenever and wherever they are most needed. A resilient health system cannot be implemented overnight. It must be based on a national policy. Its structures and programs must be based on rigorous planning, simulations, and sensitive testing to arrive at the right fix, mix, and healthcare structures. Resources must be identified and either earmarked or be capable of being immediately diverted to the management of the crisis. A resilient health system implies the establishment of a strong intersectorial coordination mechanism to effectively maintain a country's physical and social economic infrastructures. There should be up-to-date evaluation of all existing infrastructure in the health system, which all have direct and indirect impacts on the functioning of the healthcare system. Madam President, it is clear that the development of resilient health systems is a complex undertaking. I therefore urge the Director General to introduce measures to facilitate collaboration with regional agencies such as the Pan American Health Organization and the Caribbean Emergency Disaster Management Agency and the Caribbean Public Health Agency, and to provide assistance to member states for the establishment of such systems. Outside the tragedy which Ebola inflicted on some countries, it was a tremendous learning opportunity for others. Certainly, the threat of Ebola required the development of structures and systems which are useful post-Ebola to mitigate against any threats by emerging communicable diseases. The cost of an ad hoc reaction is higher than any government would manage in a given budget cycle. Therefore, careful planning to build a resilient health system is the only sensible approach to a long-term strengthening of the entire healthcare system. Although there seems to be an emphasis on natural disasters and infectious disease, one cannot ignore the more imminent threat from non-communicable diseases. Currently, healthcare consumes approximately 8% of our GDP, and NCDs account for 80% of all admissions to our hospital. They account for approximately 50% of total healthcare expenditure in Barbados. Madam President, I am confident that the other members of CARICOM have experienced similar impacts of NCDs on their healthcare systems. Therefore, it would be remiss of Barbados and the region not to build in the necessary health promotion, prevention, and treatment models to ensure that the economic and social gains are preserved. These programs form part of the plans for resilience in our healthcare system. In closing, Madam President, I urge WHO and member states to recognize the threat of the non-natural disasters and ask that we do not lose sight of the impact of NCDs that NCDs will have on our health systems if they do not continue to be a high priority and must be accommodated in the planning of our healthcare systems. Barbados wishes to acknowledge the contribution to its success by the guidance of the World Health Organization, the significant efforts of the Pan American Health Organization in the region, and in April this year, the evaluation, visit, and report of the United Nations Interagency Task Force for NCDs. I thank you.